Hey boss, welcome back. We are once again officially inside the Write Like a Boss 30-Day Challenge. And as you know, my goal is to help you grow the right way, which is to say, I want you to focus on writing at least 30 minutes a day to intentionally create amazing contents for you and for your customers too. So, every 3 days, we switch up our primary writing prompt. For the next 3 days, we are going to focus on Q&A, okay? I want you to be able to build your credibility as an expert. And in order to do so, you've got to know how to proactively show up and share some amazing content with your audience that revolves around answering their most important questions, okay? So I'm going to share your writing prompt number one, but friendly reminder number two, it's up to you whether you choose to work on this writing prompt, another one that I previously shared, or create your own. Okay, let's jump in. Today's Q&A writing prompt is response. In order for people to think of you as their go-to guy or gal, you have to create a space where you are making it very known that you are available for support, you're available to answer people's questions, you're available to point people in the right direction, right? So when it comes to proactively responding to people and creating a space in which they know they should be reaching out to you, you have to get into the habit of creating more written responses to the things that people are asking you about, okay? So look in your email inbox, look in your social media accounts, look in your world, your virtual world, for the following: emails, direct messages, posts, or comments that you've received that have questions you should be either responding to right now, or questions with responses that not only can you send to those individuals, but you can share publicly through your social media channels or to your email subscribers. So let me explain. Have you received emails and people are asking you questions, one, two, perhaps a few, and it's time for you to go back to and respond to those emails? Direct messages, perhaps on Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, TikTok, social media posts, people leaving you comments on your audio, your video, things of that nature. Can you go back and respond to those people, number one? And then number two, perhaps, maybe there are one or two of those responses that you maybe want to turn into a public conversation, whether it be sending it to your email list or using it as social media content. Perhaps someone sent you an email and said, hey, I saw your ... and I was curious if you could point me in direction around ... Do you have any recommendations? Perhaps somebody watched your video and said, that's interesting. What do you think about ... Right? I want you to also keep in mind that while some of these questions you want to respond to, and just work on at least one, okay, today, at least one response. Some of them may be current, but some of them may be from a few days or even weeks or, dare I say it, months ago. I want you to know that it's okay to say, I'm sorry. Oftentimes, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, busy bosses simply let go of things they didn't get to respond to in a timely manner. Don't let that be you. Don't make the excuse of, oh yeah, I do have a couple of questions, but man, they sent that to me like a couple of months ago. Let them know, I do apologize for getting back to you this late. My apologies. This got lost in my inbox. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, but I did want to ... reach back out to you, right? Full transparency. I'll let people know, I've been meaning to, I've been thinking about you, definitely wanted to sit down and circle back to you, give you a thoughtful response. If this is something you're still interested in, here are a few recommendations, right? So again, don't let the excuse of it's taken me a while or it's been a while since that person reached out to me to reconnect with them on some level, right? Some way, some capacity, right? Now, in addition to thinking about response questions, I want you to also think about reminder questions. So you're going to write a response to an email, DM, post, comment, ... right? You can also think about how you can remind people or share reminders with people by crafting scripts that you can use on a consistent basis. I always like to tell myself, remember to remind yourself or remember to remind your tribe of ... right? So maybe instead of writing a response to a question you have received either recently or at some point, maybe you want to write a script that you can use to remind people that you're here to help them or you've created something to help them, right? So here's a reminder prompt. Do you have questions about ... Do you have questions about ... So just a friendly reminder, if you've got questions about how to make money online, you can always go over to sissasense.com/ABC to learn my ABC method to making money, right? Do you have questions about ... Friendly reminder, if you've got questions about your business, feel free to email sissasense@gmail.com, or when you're on the sissasense.com website, click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. Do you have questions about growing your business and you want to work with me directly? You can always go over to sissasense.com/call me to schedule a one-on-one clarity session with yours truly. All of those are scripts. And these are just little things that I've written and I've memorized so that I can say them when I'm doing audio like this, when I'm doing video, when I'm writing content, emails, etc., right? Even when I'm writing little blurbs in my different ebooks and guides, these are little scripts that I intentionally use to ask people basically to raise their hand and say, yes, if this is you, if this is something that you need help with, something that is a question for you, here are some ways that I can support you, right? So perhaps you can send them a reminder message, right, about if they do have questions, where they can go or how they can reach out and work with you on some capacity, right? Another question that I love is, are you missing fill in the blank? Do you have a script for that, right? Are you missing my monthly mastermind? Make sure you go to sissasense.com/mastermind so that you can join us on a week-by-week basis when it comes to boosting your money marketing and sales skills. Can you write a script that completes the statement of, do you have questions about fill in the blank? If so, go here. Are you missing fill in the blank? If so, go here, right? Reminder messages. Now, here's the last thing that I'm going to say when it comes to responses, okay? Either you can proactively respond, like I said, to a current or a previous memorable message that you received in question format, or maybe you can share a response that you had to perhaps an event or an experience, whether those events or experiences were current or just simply something that happened to the past, but it's memorable and it stuck out to you, okay? So that's what I want you to do. That's your writing prompt for today, okay? Focus on sharing a response in some way and or sharing a reminder, creating reminder scripts that you can strategically use in your content to better boost engagement and helping your people, your business besties, see when they need support, direction, when they need clarity, you are their go-to authority. Okay, that's it for today. Till next time, take care.